2 days after Michael Brown was killed, there was a police shooting in Los Angeles. An African-American man was killed during a scuffle with officers Monday night. The killing has angered many black residents of the South L.A. neighborhood where the incident took place, but it has not led to the unrest that we've seen in Ferguson, Missouri. The LAPD says that's because it's been working to build relationships with the community. From member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Frank Stoltz reports.
Ina Smalls lives across the street from where the shooting happened and heard the gunshots.
Actually, what I remember is me standing about 5 feet away from him calling 911, seeing him lying on the ground, shot dead, handcuffed, on his stomach.
She doesn't believe the LAPD's claim that 25-year-old Ezell Ford tried to grab an officer's gun.
Ezell was killed for no reason and is shot in his back.
It's all the same to many folks here. LAPD, Ferguson, Missouri police, cops pull the trigger too fast when it comes to black men. But residents here have not faced off with police in the same way. LAPD Assistant Chief Earl Pasinger thinks he knows why.
The difference between this instance and what we see back east, I think, has to do with the confidence that the public has in the police department to conduct an immediate, a thorough, a thoughtful investigation.
The department has not released the officers' names or reasons for stopping Ford, but they have given more information than Ferguson police, saying officers shot him after he grabbed one of their weapons during a struggle. Importantly, they've also kept a low profile during protests. This is a police department that faced riots of its own 2 decades ago when pent-up anger over police harassment boiled over after the Rodney King beating. But federally mandated reforms, a more diverse department, and community policing have changed the LAPD, says civil rights attorney Connie Rice.
Now we have a lot of officers who have relationships not just with community leaders, but with everyday folks in South L.A.
But Rice, who at one time was hired by the city to assist with police reform, says some within the LAPD hold on to the old ways.
Then there are gang units that, as far as I'm concerned, they haven't gotten the memo, and they haven't changed a thing.
Rice can't say whether the gang officers who shot Ford are among those who got the memo. An LAPD helicopter hovers over West 65th Street as young African-American men and women light dozens of candles that are lined up to spell Ezell's name on the sidewalk where he fell. His mother, Tribodia Ford, stands nearby. Ezell was her oldest child.
My heart is hurt. I feel great pain for the death that my son suffered for no reason.
She says her son had mental challenges. Ezell Ford's 32-year-old cousin, Lucretia White, echoes a familiar sentiment in this neighborhood.
Just from walking down the street, we're considered thugs, drug dealers, gang members, and not all of us are.
White's a single mother. She worries about her 3 boys joining gangs or getting shot by police. The oldest is 10-year-old Reginald Parker.
It's the police's fault. I thought they're supposed to be protected, but they're killing. And they killed my cousin.
In addition to the LAPD, the LA District Attorney is investigating the shooting of Ezell Ford. For NPR News, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.